question was asked, can a religious Orthodox Jew be observant and do what God wants of him and have a television in his home? So if we wanted to just give a yes or no answer, the answer would be yes. A religious Orthodox Jew can also have pork in his home and be an Orthodox religious Jew. Just because you have pork in your home doesn't mean you're going to eat it. There's no prohibition on having pork. So the mere fact that you have a television in your home doesn't mean you're not observing mitzvot. I mean, if you want to just analyze it and just answer the question black on white, so yes, I mean, right? You could have all kinds of things in your home, and you can still be an observant Jew. I mean, Avodah Zarah, the Torah says, you're not allowed to bring into your home. But the Torah also tells us, V'lo tasim damim bevetecha. You're not allowed to leave a source of danger in your home. Meaning, if you see that a socket is pulled out of the wall, so a person might stick his hand in that socket. You have little kids running around. So the Torah says, you're not allowed to leave something that's a source of danger in your home. There's a biblical prohibition on leaving things that can be a source of danger in one's home. So that's talking about a physical danger, and yet we have to think about the spiritual dangers as well. Technically, one might say, what's wrong with looking at the news? I could tell you many things wrong with looking at the news. One of the greatest ailments of the Jewish people today is that they look and listen to the news. If we didn't look and listen to the news, then we'd be a much better people. The ones that are destroying the country are the media. The ones that are behind all the left-wing propaganda are the media. I mean, there's a lot to be said about that, but anyone who's been around for a little bit knows that the major problem in this country is the media. So if you're in this country, you're going to be a little bit hard-pressed to make a case for legitimate programming. What are you going to watch? I don't know. I never had a TV in this country. In the United States, I grew up in a home that where there was a TV. Over here, I don't know. And even in the United States, things changed since I was a kid. I mean, when I was a kid, there was still black and white. I there was color, and there was black and white. But even on the color, they were showing black and white shows. I mean, I grew up on Car 54, Where Are You? That's a pretty innocent TV show. I mean, you guys probably don't know what that is. Okay. Say there. I grew up on TV, which was different. I mean, the dirtiest thing that was around when I was a kid was the Brady Bunch. So you guys don't know what that is, okay? The TV changed since I was a kid. But even then, yeah, the rabbis were saying it's destroying the children's minds. Technically, we have to analyze what are the technical prohibitions. And then we have to analyze what are the practical applications. Technically, we're not allowed to see anything that is immodest. If on TV they're showing us immodest women, there's a problem. To say it is prohibited to have a TV in one's home is not a leap of the imagination. Which prohibition does it fall under? So you could say, well, it falls under the prohibition of not having something that will endanger you or your family. You could say it falls under the prohibition of not causing yourself to be aroused, not to go after your eyes and your hearts, that we say in Shema. You could say that we have a mitzvah of chinuch to our children, and that's going to contradict our chinuch. But all of these, on the one hand, they are true, but on the other hand, you can argue the point. You can argue the point. And I think that the truth lies with the opinion that says it is wrong. The only reason I'm mentioning that you could argue the point is because there are many good Orthodox Jews who do have televisions in their home. And even though I think they're making a mistake, I don't want you to walk out of this classroom and think that every guy that has a TV is a sinner. He's making a mistake, in my humble opinion. But you know what? There are mistakes that the public makes. That doesn't mean it isn't a mistake. But there's a difference between looking at someone who has a TV in his house like someone who's eating pork. Pork, everyone knows, is usher. And having a TV at home, most people feel like, what's so terrible about having a television at home? When I walk in the streets, don't I see advertisements that have immodest women? I do. So I'm not supposed to look at them. When I'm looking at TV, I'm looking at it. It's not that I'm walking by an advertisement. When I go on the internet, there are also advertisements that are immodest. I don't say you shouldn't use the internet. Obviously, you have to use good sites, but you could use the internet. It's like walking in the street. You have to know the dangers involved. But it's a tool. It's a tool that can be used for good things and should be used for good things. And if you could have a Gmail account for free, why should you have a Yahoo account where they show you immodest women every time you enter Yahoo? It's just wrong. There's no legitimacy to that. Why should your children see that every time you open the computer, they see immodest women? If your homepage could be an innocent page like Google or Gmail, so even if you're every so often going to have to do a search and you don't control what you see there, so firstly, you have to consider whether you want to put that in your house. But you definitely shouldn't make your homepage something where you are seeing things that are wrong. A person is not supposed to see a woman with her elbows, above her elbows, uncovered. A person is not supposed to see a woman where her neckline is showing. A person is not supposed to see a woman where she's wearing a dress that goes above her knees. I don't have to tell you that what I just said are exaggerations for what you would see on the web. I mean, let's leave it at that. We all know what's there. So I'm not saying one is prohibited to use the web, but I am saying that there's a distinct difference between using the internet and using it and having a TV. The internet is something where you go online and you're looking for one thing. They might show you other things and it's a problem. But there you could compare it, you could argue the case that it's like an advertisement. In TV, when you're watching, you're looking at what they're showing you. If an advertisement comes up that shows you an immodest woman, it's not that you're looking at a web page, you're reading the article, and on the right there's an immodest woman waving at you. So yeah, she's trying to attract your attention to buy whatever it is that she's selling. But at the same time, you can make the claim, it's as though I'm going in the canyon, I'm going to shop, and there are immodest women around, and it's not prohibited to go there. It might not be recommended, but it's not prohibited. On the internet, you can make that claim. On TV, you have a harder time making that claim, because you're looking at it. It's not that you're looking at an article and on the side there's an immodest advertisement. You're looking at that screen. And on that screen they're going to show you things that are immodest. So that's why there's far more difficult, it's far more difficult to make the claim for TV. To tell you that it is prohibited to have a TV in the house, I wouldn't say that. Because at the end of the day, sometimes, God forbid, there are wars. And sometimes a person does need to check things out on TV. I don't know what there is that a person would have to check out on TV. I personally haven't encountered that situation. I was here during some of the wars of this country. I never had a need for a TV. But people claim that it makes a difference. So I don't know enough to argue that claim. So to say that it's wrong to have a TV in the house, I don't know. I mean, if a person theoretically has it under lock and key in his basement, I don't know. I don't know. I mean, kids have a way of getting beyond your lock and key. They're much smarter than we are. And it's like having something that's... it's like having a candy that's cyanide in your house. And saying, not so terrible because I have it under lock and key. Yeah, but to your kid, that's candy. He wants to get at it. So do you really want to leave that in your house? There's another thing to think about. We try to train ourselves to be halachic people, to do things that are morally correct. We're constantly trying to do what's right. The Torah guides us to use refined language. We're not supposed to use the word kill. We're not supposed to use curse words. We're not supposed to be sarcastic. We're not supposed to be sardonic. We're supposed to be good people. Every time I've had opportunity to look at TV, I see people who are not good people. I see people who I would not want to sit across the table from them. When you turn on that TV, who are you looking at? Well, if it's an action show, so you're looking at people kill other people. So your whole concept and your sensitivities for life and death are being dulled. If it's a soap opera, you're looking at people cheating on one another. You're looking at people in love scenes. You're looking at people make believe that all of life is about soap opera. Who's going to cheat on who and who's sleeping with who? And we know what it's all about. So what? Money. And even if you're looking at the average show, you'll notice that the characters, in order to make it exciting, there are always these characters. This one's obnoxious, and this one's has this bad trait, and this one has that bad trait, and they're all working things out. Take even an innocent show like Cheers. It's one of the shows I remember from my youth. You guys know what Cheers is all about? So let's analyze the characters in Cheers. You know what Cheers is? Rhyme? Today they told me it's called Frasier. In my Catamon group, I that's what I thought. I mean, in my day it wasn't around, but okay, so it's a story. It's an innocent story about people who hang out in a bar. Seemingly innocent. What do you have there? You have the bartender who's a bachelor who's 40 or 50 or I don't know how old, and all he's doing is running around after women. That's what you want to show your kids? That's what you want to be exposed to? You have, remind me of the characters. You have Frasier, who's a guy who's very obnoxious, and I gotta scrape my memory. This is going back many years, but let's see what I remember. Who else was there? There was that fat guy. Who's the fat guy, huh?
Okay, it was Diane first. What was her bad
meal? Take the most innocent TV show. What are you looking at? So they call it entertainment.
The Muppets Show.
What?
The Muppets Show.
The Muppets? What's the Muppets? Fill me in.
You don't know the Muppets.
The Muppets. Kermit the Frog.
Ah, that's with Cookie Monster?
No, that's the
Muppets. How could you remember Car 54? I don't understand.
I don't know what the Muppets is. I'm sorry.
You know Sesame Street. Is that, what's wrong with Sesame Street?
Read any research on Sesame Street. Just go online, click Sesame Street, children, behavior problems, click Sesame Street, learning disabilities. See what the research says about Sesame Street. Don't ask me.
The bird has one major issue. The Cookie Monster is greedy.
No, not anymore. They changed it.
No, but but why don't think about it? Let's take even the seemingly innocent shows, which show you dysfunctional families, and they also show you how the child is also always right. You'll notice on all the shows, what are they educating the kids? The child always wins the fights against the parents, and he's always right. The parents concede, the parents apologize, the parents say, I'm sorry. That's not life. You'll see that there are subtleties time and again, which we don't even notice. That's why you need the great people, the eyes of the congregation, the leaders of the Jewish people, who saw it when it started, when everything seemed innocent, when it was Car 54, where are you? When it was the Munster family. Munster family, you guys remember?
I know the Munster.
Okay, when it was seemingly innocent shows, and they said, no, this is destroying the soul of the people. You don't have to be Jewish. Take any research article about the effects of TV on modern men, not even on children, and you'll see. You'll see the effects. So a person has to be realistic. We have something that's very tempting, very entertaining, if we use modern terminology. And everyone wants it. We all grew up on it. And we tend to think of, you're quoting me, the Muppets. Between me and you, if you have a TV in your house, are you really going to only watch the Muppets? And what happens when at 10 o'clock at night you come home and a girl just dumped you, which I wish you should never happen to you. But I'm saying it should never happen from now on. I'm not talking about the past. I'm talking about the future. So you're going to sit down and pop open a beer and pick up your feet and flip on the TV. And what are you going to watch? The Muppets? You're going to flip through the channels. I don't know what the Muppets is. But okay, but what happens? I don't know. Sorry. My education is limited. A person has to be realistic. You have to be realistic. What are you putting in your home when you put a TV in your house? And if today you get accustomed to living without a TV, when you get married, you'll be able to build a home without a TV, a home that is more productive. Look, there are people starving out there. There are people who need you. You can sit in home, and when you're turning on the TV, what you're saying is, I am focusing on me. I am doing what I want. I don't know how people have time to watch TV. I fail to understand. There are 613 mitzvahs out there. You need to take a break. Why don't you take a break and adopt an orphan? You're bored. I have a lot of orphans in the community that need an adoptive big brother. There's a lot of good to do out there. I don't understand how come there are children here that have no one to educate them. They're going after drugs. They're going after every despicable thing that exists. And people have time to turn on a TV? I don't get it. I'm sorry. You could talk to me about permissible or prohibited. But God put us on this planet to do something with our time. I have the phone ringing in my house till 2 o'clock in the morning. I'd like it to ring in your house part of that time. Not everyone that calls me needs me. Some of them could be helped by you. So I don't understand. We'll leave all the halachic aspects of it. Let's look at the ideological aspects of it. What kind of life is a person going to lead? What does it mean that a person has a TV in his home? It means he has time to waste. It means that he has time when he says, now I'm focused on me. You want to focus on yourself? No problem, but do it with someone else. Go with someone, take someone out. I have a lot of kids that need someone to take them out. Take a kid out to supper. Take him out to an ice cream sundae. Take him out to a ball game. I don't care what. This whole concept of let's sit down and just zone out. Let's say the Muppets is innocent. Let's say the Muppets is perfectly innocent. But what are you going to have at the end of the show? Did you really take a break? If you walked, you took a walk around the community, you took a break. You know what? Right here next to the Machon. Less than a minute walk. There are woods right down by Farbstein. Right? You know how many times the police have to come to those woods? You know how many improper things go on in those woods? You guys are Machon Meir guys. You guys are good, positive people. Why is it if you need a break that you don't go for a walk over there? You know how many times the police have to go down there? Maybe you should go for a walk. Just walk through the woods. There'll be one more good person walking through those woods. When I used to live down there on Herzl. You walk out of Machon Meir, diagonally to your left, there's a street that goes down to Baron Hirsch. Beyond Baron Hirsch, there's a street called Basel. Basel goes through the woods. Just go down Farbstein, right? There's the street near Angels. When you go down that street, to your left, there are woods. There are paths that go through those woods, and there are criminals that go through those woods and do improper things. If there would be more good people walking through those woods, then there wouldn't be criminals in those woods. I don't know exactly what's going on. I just see the police coming down there about once a month. So there must be something going on there. And part of the reason it's happening is because it's not inhabited by good people. Chazal say that if you're a rabbi, then the community lies on your shoulders. If you're a student of a rabbi, then a lot of communal responsibilities are also on your shoulders. You guys are learning Torah. If you need a break, at least make your presence felt in the community. You know what? There's Mishmar HaEzrachi. There's the public service of watching. Go sign up, get a gun, walk around the community. There'll be one more person here with a gun. That's also a positive thing. You're bored. Go for a walk. You're helping protect the community. You know, there are big rabbis who do it too when they need a break. I don't know if they want me to say who they are, but there are Haredi rabbis who do it. They have a gun, and when they need a break, they walk around the community, and they're part of the security force of the community. I don't understand the legitimacy. Am Yisrael needs us. We weren't put on this planet to sit there and zone out on a screen. And a person who's bringing a TV into his house, let's assume you'll find me every leniency in the book and you'll tell me why it's permissible and why you'll only watch the Muppets and everything's okay. But at the end of the day, what are you doing with your time? We were put here for a reason. You think that's what God wants of us? We'll come up and we'll say, I spent 30 hours this year watching the Muppets. Let's say you were a very good Jew. You only spent 30 hours. Let's say. But that's what you're going to say at the end of the month. I don't get it. Sorry. I don't think that's what we're here for.
Okay, but another question.
So I on the permissibility, I think I answered you. I tried being gentle, but I think I answered you. But I think that ideologically, a person has to think, what type of home will I build? And you're walking out of Machon Meir now. Now I'm talking to you. You've been in Machon Meir now for 2 years? A year and a half? So I'm saying, here in Machon Meir, you didn't have a TV. You had time to get used to the idea. Why break that? You're starting in an apartment. Good. Start in the apartment. And then when you'll get married, you'll be used to not having a TV. If you break that habit, if you bring in a TV into that apartment, aside from the fact that a TV has the potential to destroy a person's life spiritually, aside from that, you're breaking a good habit that you have. And now, if you continue that habit, then when you'll get married, it'll be a given to you that you don't have a TV. It'll be a given, then you'll have a much better home. Think about it. Husband comes home. If there's a TV, his wife gets less attention and less time. He has a worse relationship with his wife. They just won't build the relationship the same way. Husband comes home and there's no TV, So let's assume he's one of those people that actually have free time at night. So he'll go for a walk with his wife. He'll talk to his wife. He'll be a much better husband. By what right does he take that from her and invest it in what? What are you investing it in when you're watching TV? Maybe in yourself. I doubt it. I don't think a person gets anything out of it. People call it winding down. I don't know. Somehow before there was a TV, everyone managed fine. People knew how to take a break. They went for a walk. And again, there's so much positive that we could do with our time and take a break at the same time. I don't see how a person can sit and watch a TV and not feel guilty for every minute that's passing. And I'm telling you, without exaggeration, there are tens of orphans in this community that need someone to take them and just go for a walk, play ball with them. Okay. You don't have to learn Torah. Okay?
Can I call you?
Sure.